Welcome back to Idol Talk. By popular demand, we're bringing back the Battle of the Stands, but this time with a twist. New year, new groups. In this episode, we chose four new groups that debuted last year and put them to the test. Do they have the visuals, talent, and staying power to be a certified Idol Talk K-pop? Or just be a K-flop? Stay tuned to find out.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture, one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan, and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley, the editor for Idol Talk, and in an interview today, January 13th, Seungchan confirmed that there will be a new unit in NCT in 2021.
So, oh goodness.
Who's going to win? Is it my prediction or is it Nathan's prediction?
Ooh, we should start putting money on this.
I know. I'm going to.
You know what?
I'm not going to go into it today. Yeah, we don't have to go into it. But just know, listeners, I'm tracking what's happening and I will provide real-time updates.
Goodness gracious. Casey?
My name is Casey. I'm Haechan, Jay, and Jinyoung's mother. And I want to congratulate Binjin couple on their dating reveal. Yes, everyone, you heard it here last. Crash landing on new stars, Hyunbin and Son Yejin have been exposed and confirmed by Dispatch.
It was such good news.
I loved it.
Perfect. I loved her reveal on Instagram too, where she was just like, oh, I guess it's out now.
Yeah. And then she's also, I think when I was reading the translations, it was kind of like, tee hee hee, it happened. Ha ha ha. It was kind of like very
love
like,
that.
Oops.
Yeah. They're so cute about it. They're so precious about their relationship that it warms my heart. Mm-hmm.
Are they?
It started the year off well.
Are they the next Song couple?
They better stay together,
you mean
though.
They're going to end up divorced? No, I hope not. But if you mean if they're becoming the it couple, then I hope yes.
They're a power couple.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. And we have our subunit back in substitute for Chris. Gabe?
Yes, everyone. Hello. It's Gabe again. And I'm not sure when this episode is coming out, but please stream Dreamcatcher and their new album.
Yes.
Yes. January 26th.
This comes out the 28th.
So yes, you're...
No, actually the 21st.
Oh.
Okay, so look out for the new album. Pre-order it. Pre-order all four versions and stream.
All dark. It's like, it spells dark, so you need all versions. Otherwise, you can't spell the word dark. Yeah. Each version is like D-A-R-K.
Gabe, you know what I want to see? I want to see you wearing the robe, holding the staff light stick, while unboxing the four versions.
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay, ooh, I'll have to shell out a couple hundred dollars.
You'll have to go to Hot Topic to get like a nice outfit underneath the cape.
I know, yeah.
Underneath the robe, like, he just needs the robe. Else.
I know, and it's going to go great with your blonde hair. You're going to look just like an idol.
Oh my god.
Like I'll look like a cultist.
Basement K-pop nerd.
That might be a basement K-pop nerd. Anyways, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Idol Talk Pod. Don't forget to rate and re-subscribe to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcast, and Pandora as well. If you have any feedback, don't forget to email us at idoltalkpod@gmail.com and check out our content directory at idoltalkpod.oo.ai. All right, so for this episode, we wanted to start off the new year by learning about some new groups. So we're going to do a Battle of the Stands edition where we all sent each other some information. We're going to discuss a new group that we hadn't really been exposed to before. They're most likely like rookie groups that have debuted within the last couple months or so. We've sent each other a video that we think might appeal or might kind of introduce everyone else to the group. And then at the end, we'll just kind of give our overall thoughts. And this was also a chance for us to get to know them as well through just consuming more content from them. So we'll go ahead and get started. Casey, did you want to introduce your group to all of us?
Yes. So for this challenge, my group is Woo Ah. They are... Damn, I can't even just say their name.
With the exclamation marks, right?
Yeah, that's why I said it that way. It's Woo Ah. So they are a 5-member girl group from NV Entertainment. I've never heard of that entertainment company before, and I didn't research them extensively, so I couldn't tell you who their other associated acts are. But they, Woo Ah, debuted May 15th of last year with their song Woo Ah, which is off their album Exclamation.
Oh my gosh.
They're really whoa, going for
they're
it.
They're so
there.
Enthused. They're so, so enthused.
Wait till they come out with like a dark concept.
It's going to be a question mark.
And I'm just like, instead of excitement, it's like an anger exclamation point.
Their fandom name is Wow.
Wow?
Oh. Yes. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow, wow.
All caps.
Whoa.
Wow. I laugh, but I love it. It's really cute. They're just so excited to be here, and they're happy to be part of this K-pop world. I'm not going to fault anyone for sharing, you know, enthusiasm in light of world events. So, Woo Ah, they got me with their exclamations. I'm here. Their enthusiasm is infectious. And yeah. So all their members they were born between 2001 and 2004. So they're very young women. Their leader her name is Nana. Then Woo Yun, Sora, she's their Japanese member. Lucy, she's their main rapper. And she's my current bias because her vibe while she's rapping kind of reminds me of Dami from Dreamcatcher, where it's kind of like a boyish vibe about her. And then they have their maknae. Her name is Minso. They had a 6th member, and this is T, but her name is Songyi, and she left in August for personal reasons. And I tried to, like, really search because I wanted to know the real truth because, you know, we've heard about groups in the past where, like, years later it'll come to light that they bullied one of the members or something like that. And so I wanted to know if that was what was happening. It seemed like she didn't really vibe with the other girls because she joined the group late. So I think maybe that's why.
Wait, when did they debut again?
May.
So May, June, July, August. So 4 months?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like within 3-4 months, she was out of the group for personal reasons. And she was also their maknae previously before she left. So she was really young, like 15, 16. So I think a combination of joining the group late, not really fitting in, being super young, contributed to her decision to leave the group, but she's so young that she can, like, she still has potential to either join other groups or go solo, depending on, like, if she stayed with the entertainment company or if she, like, left for another entertainment company. It remains to be seen.
Right.
But they're continuing on as 5 members. I don't think they have any plans to add any more members to that roster. And honestly, from what I've seen, they have a pretty strong group being 5. And there's nothing wrong with being 5 members. You don't really need 20 girls on a stage at once.
What, you don't want NCT's girl version? I do.
What is the closest we have to an NCT girl version? Like, what is the girl group with
WJSN.
The most?
How many do they have?
How many do they have?
I think they have, like, 13.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That is, and there's some members that, like, there is a song that one of the members literally had 0 lines.
Ooh.
So.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
I mean, on the produced stages, they would have like hundreds some odd people singing Pick Me.
Oh, that's true.
Oh. Well, I'm in support of girl groups and groups in general, keeping it small, capping it at like maybe 7 at max. I don't know. I guess it just depends on like the overall cohesiveness of the group, because some groups can pull off having many, many, many members, whereas other groups, it's like some members get lost in the noise. So far, I'm not seeing any like unfair line distribution. If any Woo stans out there listening.
What's the stan name again?
No.
Wow.
Wow. If any Wows are out there listening and you have a passionate case for unfair line distribution, please email us or DM us on Instagram. Put me in my place. But from what I've seen, they seem to be a really strong group. They all have excellent dance ability. They have great vocals. Their rapping is, it's C-level, I would say. Like S, like.
Do you want to tell the listeners what video you had us watch?
Yes. Okay. So I kind of messed up because originally the video I sent you guys was just the comeback music video for their song Bad Girl, which is their November comeback. And I wanted to send it to you guys because it had like the visuals that I wanted to talk about that I thought honestly would appeal to Ashley, because they do like those little filters that are cute, and it's got that like
cat
girly. Yeah, it's a cat theme. There's a lot of cats in the video. So I was pandering. And then I thought about how in previous Battle of the Stans challenges, I always pander to you guys. And then it fails because I'm not coming from like a genuine place where it's like, I really enjoyed the video and I want you to enjoy it too. So I changed it at the last minute, like literally 30 minutes before we started recording. I sent out a new video and it was the Fire cover relay dance. Fire from 21, not Fire BTS.
That's a good clarification.
Yeah. I realized that it wasn't, I needed to make that clarification as soon as I said it, but so it's their relay dance cover of 21's Fire. And the relay dance was so cute, vibrant, and really showcased each member's like energy, vibe, and personality. Like they all looked amazing in such conceptually different outfits. And they also, what I really like, was pay tribute to 21, especially Minso, who went the full nine yards and did Sandara's signature palm tree ponytail, which Sandara has said before, like, really hurt her head. She did like a vlog with Yeri of Red Velvet. And she was like, it hurts so much that I like lost hair and I would get headaches everything.
Well, I was going to say that the one that the Wooa girl did was also almost, I wouldn't want to say double the length of the palm tree, but it was definitely higher tall and thicker.
I think, you could tell that towards the end that it hurt her because she was like giving it her all for the choreo, but that meant swinging her head around. Mm-hmm. And the for anyone who's not familiar with Sandara Park's signature hairstyle, it's so iconic. Once you see it, you can't forget it. It's literally a skinny ponytail in the middle of the top of her head that they like tie. Sometimes they tie just like a bunch of hair ties all along the length of it, and then they leave like a burst of hair at the tippy top.
And it's like vertical. That's why it's
called palm tree.
Yeah,
it's super, it's vertical, often very stiff. Like they'll wrap it in ribbons sometime, like they braid it sometimes. There's a lot of different
iterations.
Something in there to hold it up.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, maybe how like did they get it to hold it up? Yeah.
Likely a stick.
So,
Wooa's Minso, I think it's extensions they added to the hair to make it that length and that thickness. Because it's way bigger than what Sandara Park has done for her iconic look. It's usually not that thick or tall. And if she complained that it hurt, then Minso is definitely in pain. But I appreciate the commitment to the look, because you can't do 21 cover without paying homage to such an iconic group in some way. But I think that their really dance cover of Fire was really good, just because they really let their personality shine. They also were able to show off like their their dance ability in a way that isn't necessarily confined to their girl group choreo. Like, they did splits, they split off into, like, different parts of the choreo where they weren't just, like, in a line with, like, the relay concept. Overall, I love it.
What did I love Woo-ah. What did Ashley and Gabe think about Woo-ah?
Woo-ah.
I liked the relay mostly because I love all relays, but I don't know anything about 21s and the hairstyle or how iconic this song is, so the song didn't speak to me like the cover. However, I do really like Woo-ah on TikTok. That's where I follow them mostly. Oh. Yeah.
I should follow them too.
Yeah, I watch their videos all the time. They do like kind of viral stuff. So if ever there's a dance challenge, they'll do it. They sometimes do like talking ones. You know how Aespa does those like cutesy cringe ones sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
They do those sometimes too, but they're pretty big on TikTok actually. Oh, I watch their videos all the time. That's how I recognized that fucking the girl with the bob hair and the chunky blonde highlights in the front.
Oh, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
She's the rapper.
She looks like, from the TikToks, she looks like a main dancer.
They're all dancers, so.
Yeah, they all dance on TikTok, but they're entertaining. I like them.
Cool. Gabe?
I like them too. I mean, I think I definitely got like Blackpink vibes from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going for like the girl crush concept, which I think mm-hmm. they pulled off. The song that you sent, the music video, mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was good. I might add it to my like K-pop playlist, which is now over 41 hours long.
Wow.
Yeah, so Bad Girl, when I heard the song by itself, I wasn't really into it. But when I watched the music video, that's when I was like, okay, I'm absolutely into everything about Woo-ah. My original notes for that video, because that was what I was originally sending you guys, I said it was like, it's a retro version of Aespa's concept, but add a splash of ITZY and Blackpink with vocals that are reminiscent of your typical girl crush group. I also appreciated in that music video, remember in the 2000s when every music video in like R&B and hip hop in America had like those bars on the top of the video that had like its own visuals?
Okay.
Like, you know, Beyonce's Check On It?
Yes.
I don't know if you remember, but it's like they had the bars and had the different visuals. So Woo-ah did that with their Bad Girl music video. And I love that they brought that back because I missed it so much. And it's such a specific thing to do for a music video that I feel like no one does it anymore just because it could be tacky.
Yeah.
But I think they pulled it off really, really well. The visuals and the song just go hard. I stan Woo-ah. I didn't stand their early debut stuff because it's just more girl crush than anything. But this concept where they're like, it's still girl crush, but they have a little baddie flavor to it. I'm here for it. Yeah. It appeals to me.
That's good. It sounds like this research has made you more favorable to them, which is
yes,
a positive thing.
Yeah, I originally just chose them because I liked the name. I thought it was funny. And that's why when Ashley wanted to do them, I was like, okay, take them. I'm not passionate. It's just a fun name. But now that I know a lot more about them, I think I'm going to keep up with them. I don't know if I'm going to stan them as hard as I'm currently trying to stan Promise 9.
Yeah, you have to work hard for Promise 9. You made a promise.
But we'll see. Maybe I could fit them in between stanning all these randoms that I'm collecting now.
Yeah, you really are collecting all the randoms.
Yeah, I love an underdog. Stan Ghost 9, an underdog, and a random. Stan, Promise Nine. They're not randoms or underdogs, but they're not as talked about in the space as much as other girl groups.
Yeah, that's very true.
And now Stan Wooa.
Well, that is one of the whole points of the podcast today is that, you know, we did want to also give groups that we don't usually talk about and is and are a little bit more hidden in the K-pop industry some transparency.
AKA, we're deviating from SM.
That's what I was just going to say. We're an SM-only podcast who sometimes talks about BTS.
It's true. Well, that's accurate.
It's because SM has like so many artists. They have the most
exploring
content.
SM entertainment one group at
that. All right. Thank you, Casey, for that introduction to Wooa. I'm sure, hopefully, it did the wows proud. The wows, right? The wow.
Wows. I stand with you.
I'm going to have to really get used to that.
Yeah, when I hear wow, I think of World of Warcraft.
I know. So. I also think of, like, you know, in high school when you would hold up the W's, like, you. The number three with your hands, and then you open your mouths and you put your hands next to your mouth, so it spells out wow.
That was one of the poses.
I immediately imagined that when you were like, their fandom name is wow. I imagined all of their fans
It seems like they bring a lot of positive vibes, and I'm down for that.
Yeah. I love the energy. It's just like girls having fun.
Awesome.
But not like in a cringe forced way.
Awesome. Okay, well, we will move to our next new group, and Ashley.
Okay, I want to preface that I did research, but it may not have been very complete, so I'm sorry to all of the together if I get things wrong. So my group is TOO, and TOO stands for 10 Oriented Orchestra.
There's oh my goodness.
Excuse me?
10 Oriented Orchestra. It's a 10-member boy group under NCH Entertainment and Stone Music Entertainment. They were created off an Mnet survival show called World Class.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it was, when did this show debut? I think it was 2019 when the show debuted, and it was a collaboration with Mnet and Stone Music, and the managing company is now NCH Entertainment. Similar to, like, how Big Hit and Mnet collaborated, and the managing company is B-Lift.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, NCH Entertainment is a little bit, like, they don't have any artists. The only other group they have is Nature.
Oh, they're Nature.
Oh, Nature.
Oh, you guys like Nature?
Well, I heard a lot about them because I watched the Mnet Music Awards, and Nature was, I think, one of the nominated Rookie of the Year artists.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Nature debuted in 2018, so maybe they were, like, a girl group artist, nominee.
Yeah, they were. A girl group one. Like, long time, like, before.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. So the group is a 10-member group. It consists of Jaehyun, Chihoon, Donghyun, Chan, Jisoo, Minsoo, Jaeyu, Kyungho, Jerome, and Woongi. It's
Jerome.
I didn't. Look, why is his name Jerome? I didn't look that up.
Because his parents named him that.
I guess, but I mean, I looked up all of the nationalities of the members, and they're all Korean. But I didn't, maybe that's their ethnicity and not their actual nationality. Maybe Jerome is actually, like, Western? I don't know. I'll look it up in a moment. But anyway, so they were on this show called World Class, and the final lineup had 10 members, but one of the members in the group now wasn't originally announced at the end of the show. So the guy who placed third place originally, he got, like, kicked out of the group because some drama came out when he was a trainee about how he was, what was the reason? It was like something scandalous, and he got kicked out of the group and got replaced by a new guy who's now in the final lineup. Yeah, it's some tea. I was looking up.
So, because their first initial was 10, right?
Yeah. Initial was 10. They kicked one member out and then replaced him with a contestant that was also on the show.
Because they have, like, it's 10.
Yeah, it's 10-oriented orchestra. They have to have 10 members.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you remember this, Casey, but do you remember a contestant named Jaehyo on Island?
Yeah.
He was in the reality show World Class.
Also, he lost twice.
Yeah, he lost twice.
A lot of the produced ones like lose twice too. I mean, like they go on other ones and then they also go on multiple.
But why does that pan out in the long run? Just because they keep trying? Like,
I mean,
well there are ones that like there's an IZ*ONE member that didn't make it on her first survival show and then got into her second one.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Didn't some of the Icon members like have this? Didn't one of them like try a lot to like debut and he finally got it?
I'm sure.
With YG?
Maybe. I mean, he barely got it because Icon was the B group that also got
debuted.
That's true.
Debuted. Good for him though. But anyway, so. Two debuted on April 1st, 2020, with their title track, Magnolia. And when I heard this song second, what I actually heard is their second title track that was released in August. It's called Count 1-2. So Magnolia, I heard Count 1-2, which is their most recent title, and I really liked it because it's like young boy concept. But I think if I had heard their title track first, Magnolia, I would have hated them because their title track was like hard boy concept.
What?
Yeah, there's a duality happening. Hard boy, like
hard hitting.
Like gravity. You know, like mature Ghost 9 concept.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I was like
hard,
scared.
Hard boy. like they're rookies. How could they be hard? But like, yeah, it's like a dark concept, Magnolia, and it has like very dark sounds within their song. But Count 1-2 is like similar to Treasure, My Treasure. It's like happy, you know, they're in school, they're playing tennis, the colors are pastel, like there is a duality happening. So thank God I found Count 1-2 and not Magnolia first.
Oh my God. The Togethers are gonna come for you.
I know. Oh, that's their fan name, Together. And Together,
is it spelled two?
T-O-O.
Thank goodness.
They can't come for me because it's my personality to not like hard songs, you know? I like baby songs. Anyway, whatever.
You don't like hard boys.
I don't like hard boys. I don't like hard boys. I like soft boys. Anyway, so I think what converted me I'm not fully converted yet, but what's helping me convert to them is their Road to Kingdom participation. So I think they got added to Road to Kingdom because they're an Mnet baby, and Mnet just like fucking threw this Nugu group up in there. But they placed, I think they got kicked out on the 7th episode. And I had to research Road to Kingdom because prior to this, I didn't know anything about them, about the show. But like, in each episode of the show, there's a theme. And the video that I recommended to the other people on this pod is episode 6, where they cover Hard Carry by GOT7. And they remixed Hard Carry to be more like electro hip-hop. I mean,
Hard Carry. Yeah, the cover was like even harder than normal.
Yeah, it was like, imagine neon graffiti in the dark. So that's what it is.
And that's their concept.
That's the concept of Hard Carry. And they remixed it. They also added like rap verses. And it was really good. I watched the rest of their Road to Kingdom performances, and they also covered TVXQ. What is it called? The Sun, right? Rising Sun? Rising, mm-hmm. Rising Sun. And they covered BTS On. I remember the BTS On episode, all of the other contestants on the show were like, are they really going to cover that? Because I guess the choreo is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not completely converted to a 2, but I do have more faith that Kingdom will be good to Stray Kids. Because in the clips that I watched about Road to Kingdom 4-2, they were really good. So
you just like them because they present plot for Stray Kids to work with.
Yes.
Okay. All roads lead back to Stray Kids or NCT with Ashley.
Or Mnet.
Well, what's interesting? Okay, so I wasn't gonna ask this, but I guess I will for the sake of getting some clarification. So you don't like hard sounding boys, but your bias group is Stray Kids, and you recommended us to watch this like doubled version of Hard Carry. So I'm like very confused.
You know, I'm confused by myself too.
Okay, that's all I wanted to ask.
Ashley contains multitudes.
like the groups that can do it both. I prefer
but Stray Kids can't
side.
Do it both.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can. Have you seen their performance for Get Cool?
Yeah.
That's the duality.
Okay. So it's not, so it's like, okay, so I misunderstood. So it's like fun and hard hitting.
Yes.
That's what you like. Okay. So
not
I was thinking like singers.
Baby soft.
Okay. All right. What did you all think of the 2? Are you a together, Casey or Gabe?
I consumed it the way I watch, like, I watched the video that Ashley sent in the way that I watch like a video of 17 or GOT7, where I just stare at it and I'm not really, my interest is not really piqued.
Mm-hmm.
So for the time being, I'm not a together, nor am I interested in learning more, but I am going to be watching Kingdom. So
Ooh. We'll
see. We'll see how it goes. I told you I'd watch with you.
Wait, but now that they're adding more groups, do they get a spot?
No, they're not gonna get a spot. I don't know who's gonna get the spot. It's so far it's only the 3 confirmed, Stray yeah. Kids, ATs, and
so boys. We don't even know if they're gonna get a spot. Anyways.
Then I guess I won't stand.
Sorry.
No, no. you don't need to stand. It's too soon to stand with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've only had 2 comebacks.
Need more stuff.
We need more stuff, and we need to see the members doing more things.
That's fair. When did they debut again?
April 2020.
Isn't that the same time as... That's the same time as Gravity.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they've had time.
Well.
So they just gotta work harder.
I don't know. Oh, actually, did you know that... I don't know if we saw them. Maybe it was on a different day, but they were at KCON 2019 when we went.
Hmm. So are they kind of like at the level of like a Very Very?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, so they had like the mini stages events.
Yes.
Okay, so Very Very, for context, when we went to KCON, like when they were doing like an interview on this like stage in the auditorium or whatever, we were able to get
really
into the main area, whereas like for other groups that would do these interviews, like we wouldn't even be able to like get into the area.
Because stands would mob them.
Yeah, so like yeah That's their level of popularity, probably.
Okay, well, hopefully they're on the rise, and
hopefully
they could come out with some new things in 2021 to create more togethers.
I wonder if they got a boost from their Road to Kingdom stuff.
I think all groups have to benefit somehow, right?
I think they did get a boost because in looking at their achievements, they won Rookie of the Year at the Suribada Best K Music Awards. And they were nominated for at Korea's First Brand Awards, Mnet, they were nominated for Best New Artist. Golden Disc, they were nominated for Best New Artist. No, they didn't get it.
All right.
But I think they're on the radar. I just don't know if they're making it
yet. So would you say that 2021 is going to be a pivotal year for them to either make it or like fade into obscurity?
Yes.
Or do they still have time?
I think their music is very generic. I think they need to switch it up and be a little bit more unique to make a difference.
Yeah. I say that they could benefit from having like a more edgy vibe because I think there is a market for that right now.
What do you mean by edgy?
Like, be a little more bad boy vibe.
They were very bad boy in the Hard Carry cover. Like,
I feel kind of the opposite, though.
Like, they should be good boy vibe.
Toned down.
Like there's. So, okay, context. I've listened to Magnolia before, and it was like zero impact on me.
Yeah.
And I was like,
whatever. But why? Because there was too much going on?
It was just like not that good. I don't know.
It's generic.
But I think. Yeah, it's just generic. And I think right now, especially if they were to do like a cute concept, like a schoolboy thing, like
There is a void in the market for that as well.
Because like nobody's doing that right now.
Void. Yeah, we like that. We like that.
We do like that.
That's true. There's quite a bit dark concepts out there already. Just from duality of current groups and like new groups like Ghost Nine entering the market. So yeah. Do a sweet boy concept too, and maybe you'll be back on the radar for a lot more people.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. All right, Gabe, let's hear about your group.
Okay, so the group that I decided to do is Weekly, and very important, you spell Weekly with three E's.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Weekly. So for our listeners and for everyone who's here, they know that I was very skeptical of Weekly to begin with. Like, when they were nominated at the Mamas, I was like, there is no way they're going to win anything. Like, who even is, like, who are these new goos? Like, they're not going to do anything. Lo and behold, I started listening to their music and I was like, oh, wait, this is actually pretty good. And so I've added like a few of their songs onto my K-pop playlist and I listened to them. I think two of them are on my like on repeat Spotify playlist. So yeah, Weekly has made an impact on me, at least. So some background about Weekly. They were formerly known as Plan M Girls, and that's the name of their entertainment company, Play M Entertainment, which is the same company as A-Pink.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. Seems like they're probably going to be, like, replacing A-Pink since they're kind of, like, getting older. And it's seven members. There's Soojin, Jiyun, Monday, Soon, Jaehee, Jihan, and Joa.
Did you say and Monday, like the day of the week?
Yes, there's a girl named Monday.
Oh, I didn't even process that until Ashley pointed it out.
I didn't either.
I'm surprised they didn't go like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday type of weekly shit.
Oh my god, because they're weekly.
Oh my goodness, I did not Link those.
I know, so all the reaction videos that I watched on YouTube that were reacting to their songs, everyone was like, why is there a girl named Monday? And like, why they only give one person like
the weekday?
A month, yeah. Like a weekday
missed
name.
Opportunity. Missed opportunity. My bias would have been Friday.
But yeah, so I actually really like Monday because she's the main vocalist, and I think she has the high notes in all of their songs so far. So from the very limited discography that I've listened to, I like Monday the best. But
I also realized there's 7 members.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's 7 members. So they totally could have done.
They literally missed out on their own setup.
I didn't get it. Okay. No, it's fine. Anyways. Okay.
So
Casey.
Okay. No, I was just going to ask why it's spelled with an extra E, but I feel like that might not matter.
I looked for it, and I had absolutely zero luck. I think it's just them trying to be, like, unique
different?
Or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But basically, so they debuted June 30th with their title track called Tag Me. And then they had a comeback on October 13th with a song called Zigzag. And so what's notable about these stages is that on M Countdown and, like, all the other shows, they had props.
Oh.
So, like, for Tag Me, they danced with, like, these school... You know those desks where, like, there's, like, the ones you have in school that, like, have the, like, desk that, like, opens up like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, those style desks that they were, like, dancing with. And then for Zigzag, they had these, like, apparently 10-pound, like, blocks that they would, like, push around the stage and, like, carry around to, like, make little stage things.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't understand. So they, like, stand on it?
They build own, like, platforms?
Yeah, they would, like, build a platform and, like, they'd have, like, 2 people standing on it at some point, or that they'd, like, push it around and, like, I don't know. It was weird. But, yeah, so that's, like, the unique thing about Weekly is that they have props in all of their stages, which is very fun. Yeah.
Well, so what video?
The fandom name. Okay,
go ahead.
Sorry, the fandom, you guys are going to love this. The fandom name is Daily, and guess how you spell it.
Oh my god.
With an extra Y?
Double.
With 3 E's. It's D-A-I-L, and then 3 E's.
Wait, how do you spell it?
Daily.
How do you spell it again?
D-A-I-L, and then 3 E's.
I like that.
Yeah. And so their catch line is, without Daily, Weekly cannot exist.
Oh my god.
I don't know how I feel about that, but
it's just almost...
I fucking love it.
You're right. I mean, there's a lot of, like, fandom
strange things
names
out there,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't surprise me.
It's the obvious choice. If they didn't go with something like Daily or related to days, people would be like, what the fuck? You missed your opportunity.
Yeah. It seems like there's a pattern happening with, like, very obvious fandom names.
That's good. Keep it simple.
That's fair.
Some of them are too thought out. Like, no offense to TXT, MOAs, but Moments of Alwaysness or whatever is like...
That wasn't their original name. You know that, right? They had originally had
a there was drama.
Yeah, and it was too close to something, and then they changed it.
I forgot what it was too close to.
I don't remember.
I don't have memories.
You don't have memories.
But I like that Weekly Daily thing. That's really cute, actually.
Gabe, what video did you have us watch? Can you describe it for the listeners?
Oh, yeah. So I tried to pan... So I know that, like, everyone on this podcast is a serial boy group stan. Uh-huh. So I sent the 17 dance cover that they did with Santa costumes because it's like a Christmas thing. Yeah. And so Weekly, they have on their YouTube channel, like, I think it's like 14 or 15 videos of them just doing dance covers. And then they have more from, like, other, like, variety shows and other channels of them doing dance covers. So they're definitely working hard to, like, put out content. And yeah, I don't know if they're the strongest dancers to begin with, but it's good that they're doing so much because they get to practice and they get exposure. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cute. I love I love that they all did the Santa thing, but also none of them as individuals really stood out to me. But I like the whole vibe of the group.
My favorite part about that video was the Santa costumes. And when they were doing their floor work, I liked that. I was like, it's very synchronized and very pleasing.
Yes, I agree.
And it was a fun kind of Christmassy vibe, which I know we're into these days, apparently from the boys.
Yeah. We're passionate about Christmas, football, and ice hockey on this pod. Gabe, I love that this whole weekly thing started out as like kind of a joke.
I know. I was honestly a hater. I was a hater at first.
You incepted yourself.
You did.
Oh my God.
So are you going to continue with your... Are you a daily or what?
I think I might start to stan weekly, just like to be completely honest.
Gabe's gonna change his Instagram handle to have 3 E's after.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh my Gaby.
Yeah. See, you don't have to get rid of your "oh my girl" identity. You can just add in your daily identity.
Tack it on.
Wow.
Yes. Oh my god. So okay. So for those of you who didn't know, Weekly did win a lot of like end of year awards. Yes. So they won Asia Model Awards 2020, new female group. They won the new artist of the year female at the Melon Awards, and then they also won the same award at Mnet end of year awards, and then they also won the same thing at the Fact Music Awards. So they're kind of like, I didn't know that they were such an impactful debut, but apparently they are. And looking at their album sales, like the other like girl groups that they've been up against, Weekly sells like 2 to 3 times more albums than like Secret Number, Signature, Nature. So yeah, they've been making an impact. It's just, I guess I haven't discovered them until.
Jeez, like the week concept really appeals to the people. I guess everyone has a schedule. It is relatable.
You're right. In these uncertain times, we need consistency. Like,
you know, it's interesting that they went with Monday, though, because everyone normally doesn't like Mondays. So maybe they're also trying to make people more happy about starting their week after the weekend.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And they have like a vlog series, I think, where it's like every Monday they like release like a message to their fans or something. So it's built into their content.
Wow. That's coming out.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the commitment to this concept that you would think that they can't do much with, but have done everything with. So I give them props for that. And I still say justice for Weekly, because they did not get an Mnet stage and they won the Rookie Award.
So I was on there, I was scrolling through their subreddit, and I actually found, so there was an Mnet video that they did, an 18-minute, like, M Countdown stage compilation of Weekly in lieu of their performance, I think.
Mm.
So they did get some recognition, but it's definitely not equivalent. Yeah, they did, like, I think for everyone who won a MAMA award, they did like a compilation video of like
to commemorate
them. Yeah, but the award show was 5 to 6 hours and they couldn't slot them in during the live broadcast.
They had to give NCT 45 minutes. They had a lot of stages.
They did. Don't get me wrong. They did. They did.
They have a lot of members.
Well, like we were talking about this. I guess we shouldn't go into it. It's like five.
No, go into
no,
it.
No, it's like 5 groups.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It is 5 groups.
Anyways.
I thought it was going to be spicier than that.
Well, I didn't want to get too tangented. So, okay, let's close off. So my new group that I looked into was called Drippin. And I will be completely honest with you all. The only reason why I chose Drippin was because NCT Dream has a song called Drippin, and I'm just...
Are you kidding me?
I was just curious as to what these other Drippin group.
All bros we're all
about. That's not the purpose of this.
But I learned a lot about them. For example.
Okay, fine.
They are a 7-member group and they debuted on October 28th. So this is probably the most recent group out of the 4, I believe. And they only have one debut song. They haven't come back with anything yet. So we're not even talking comebacks yet. But with the debut, they did come out with the first mini album. So they came out with a list of tracks. Y'all want to know why they're called Drippin'?
Okay. Yes, please. Yes. I've been waiting.
Drippin' in swag.
Okay, so most of my research came from K-Profiles, so cited. Drippin' expresses the coolness of the group and their aim to be trendsetters.
What?
Oh, I get it.
So they're dripping.
I will just leave it up to your interpretation.
I interpret it as swag. Like they're dripping in.
Yeah.
Doesn't drip mean something?
Yeah, it's like
influence,
when
right?
When you're like, when you know how like right now online people will say like respect the drip.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You're dripping.
What?
You've got like swag, you've got style, you have like the accessories, you're like carry yourself well, like
I just looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Respect. Oh my God.
Okay, don't read it if it's too.
God, I feel like such a boomer. Like I don't even. I've never heard. Oh, the drip.
I never heard that. I've never heard either. But
it's.
But anyways, I will leave it at that.
What does it mean?
It's AAVE.
Adjective to describe your outfit, similar to swag, sauce, stees, or swank.
Swank.
Example. Well, I knew stees like back in high school.
We're really showing our age here. You're really dating yourself with that Steve.
Example,
in high
my
school.
Outfit is dripping right now. Your outfit, what ads?
But see, what's really interesting is that they're K-pop. They're like a K-pop group. No one in Korea is going to understand this. We don't even understand it.
But well, we're also old.
That's true.
We're not that old, but. Wait, what does AV mean? Respect the AV.
AF.
Respect, yeah, respect as fuck.
Yes.
I've never heard anyone say AF.
What? Okay, anyways.
Respect AF.
So, let me continue. There's 7 members.
Yeah, we got away from that. Sorry.
I knew that was going to take attention, so that's fine. They are 7-member group, and this is actually appropriate for me because 6 out of the 7 of them became public for the first time on Produce X, which I didn't watch, but I was like, okay, this makes a lot of sense for me. And one of them debuted in X1. The others didn't make it.
Oh.
So this is basically like a tier 2 group from the survival show. And like I mentioned, they debuted not too long ago with the song Nostalgia. I listened to it. It was good.
What does it sound like?
It's like a poppy, it's like a standard K-pop boy group song, with some rap in the middle, but mostly vocals. So
it sounds kind of like, it reminds me of Golden Child or Eyes One.
Very interesting that you bring that up because they debuted under the label Woo Lim, which isn't a no-name label. They actually have a lot of artists under them. So let me list out some of them. Rocket Punch, Lovelies, Golden Child.
Oh god, it's like the new Goose Company.
Well, here's where you're wrong. Because they have Infinite, which was a really big boy group back. They kind of stopped releasing things in like 2015, 2016, but they were like very good for a long, long while and have very popular solo people now. They're older, some military folks. They also previously, and I had no idea about this. Also, I looked this up on Wikipedia, so I mean, I assume that it's correct, but okay, I'm just going to say it. So, former recording artists, and this was on their list. Epic High from 2003 to 2010 was apparently managed by Ulim Entertainment, which I didn't know about. And they're coming out with like...
I thought they were under YG.
Well, this is 2003 to 2010. So this was like almost 20 years ago.
Acquired to YG.
Yeah, probably acquired into YG. And they also had former solo artist Ju, who was a famous JYP solo artist. They had her from 2015 to 2020. So again, like, this company is pretty big. And like what Gabe said, their sound is, I think, similar to Golden Child, which I don't know that much about, but it's a standard boy group kind of sound. So now I'll kind of go over the members. So I'll tell you all the names of the members, the positions that they hold, and one fun fact about them that I also got from K-Profiles.
This is cute. And I picked... Okay.
Okay, I'll just say it. So the first is the leader. He's also the vocalist and the main dancer. His name is Jun Song. And fun fact about him is that he was the backup dancer for BTS at a year-end festival stage. And apparently he used the money that he bought... that money that he got that night to buy a bag for his mom.
Oh, what a good son. Yes,
so that's your leader.
That big hit money.
Yoon Song. The main vocalist is Hyop. And fun fact about him is that he likes to pop things and bite his lips.
Oh, God.
Yikes. But I thought that those two stood out to me.
I smell a fuckboy.
Don't know what that means, and I will need to learn more about Hyop to confirm these tendencies.
yes, do the research.
I'll have to do more research later. The lead rapper, lead dancer, and vocalist, his name is Chang-uk, and he is said to resemble SHINee's Onu. And I'll have to confirm that for my own eyes, too. That's just what K-Profile said.
Oh, okay.
Dongyun, who is the main... Might be Dongyun or Dongyun. I didn't look at the Hangul, so I don't know how to pronounce it. I only wrote down the English, which doesn't help. He is the main rapper, lead dancer, and vocalist. And he is an expert in Korean history, apparently.
Wow. King Sejong.
Tell us about the Joseon dynasty and all that, you know? Minseo is the next member, and he is a vocalist. He likes to look for drama lines. I don't really know what that means, but there wasn't much information about him. Maybe he likes to reenact, like, drama scenes or something.
That's what I interpreted it as.
That's cute. Yeah.
Junho is the lead vocalist. He's the visual and the center. And no surprise there, he's the one that debuted in X1. And if you look at the K-Profiles list, he has the section that, like, is the most. And others don't have as much. And I think it's because he was able to get a lot more screen time, so people know about him a little bit more. He's also said to resemble someone from Infinite, who I mentioned Woolim Entertainment has. His name is L. He's pretty famous. He's been in like a couple of Korean dramas and stuff, but their visuals are very similar. And the last is, his name is Alex. He is the lead rapper, vocalist, and the Magne. He is half Korean and half German. And he speaks, and because he's half Korean, half German, he speaks Korean, he speaks German, he speaks English, and he also speaks French. So he is polyglot for sure. So four languages. So yeah, there wasn't that much content about Drippin because they're a 2 month, 3 month old group. And similarly to my fellow co-hosts, a lot of the content was covers, even though I wasn't really looking for it. And to be honest, one of the first search returns that came up was NCT Dream Drippin. So
and then also
Black Swan. Okay, we're not anyways. So the cover that I sent them, I gave them two choices. One was they did a cover, Drippin did a 7-member cover of Shinee's View. And they also did a cover of NCT 127's Highway to Heaven. And I ended up sending my fellow co-host Highway to Heaven. So I watched it and I was like, this is good. And I didn't really convince myself too much that I was going to move forward with the group, but I don't know what everyone else thought.
The first thing I thought when I opened the video, like in the first 10 seconds, I was like, why are they wearing undershirts with their white button up?
That's not the concept.
That's not the concept of Highway to Heaven.
It's just not. And it's like it's supposed to be a desert background.
I know.
So.
Maybe they were doing like a heavenly concept.
So more pure concept.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The one thing that stood out for me was that a lot of the members, like, you know, when you do a dance cover, you like most of the time you're supposed to like mouth the lyrics also. Yes. I could tell that like a bunch of them had no freaking clue what those lyrics were.
Oh.
Because they would like they would be trying to mouth things. Some of them just wouldn't be mouthing the lyrics. And then other times they would like try, but then it's all in English. So, like they can't really.
It's harder.
I didn't even realize they did the English cover and not the Korean cover.
Yeah, that's harder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting choice then. Why wouldn't they just do the Korean cover?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know. Well, I thought it was a fine performance. I like covers, but I do admit that when it comes to groups that I like actually fully stan, then I get nitpicky, and that's a toxic trait of mine. I understand that. That's my Virgo rising speaking. And so when you presented us with both options, I didn't want to nitpick because I knew you were coming to us, you know, fully understanding that whichever decision you went with, it would be nitpicky.
Yeah.
Because we stan the groups.
That's what was hard, because we knew these groups so well and we're kind of protective of what they've already done. But it's
also that we've watched those performances like how many times, because they are very popular songs, particularly for the group that we like. So I tried to go into it with an open mind and not like just pick it apart to death. And I enjoyed it. I thought that I didn't notice that they weren't necessarily like mouthing along with every single word of the song. I was mostly like watching for visuals and for like the choreo. They could have hit some moves harder. There are some cuties, but overall, I'm not gonna run out and buy an album for Drippin.
Yeah.
Do they even have an album?
You said they only have one song. I can't really see Drippin going like the far dark route though, Ashley. So they might be something you might be interested in the future.
Oh.
Because, well, I guess I don't really know either, because they've only had one comeback, but it doesn't seem like they would do it at least in the near future. Like, of course they're gonna do it, because everyone's going to do a dark concept. But I think that they're going to stay boyish.
Young?
Yeah, young. So also their age, the oldest member is 99 and the oldest is 2004. So that kind of gives you a sense of their age. But I also sent the group, go ahead, Ashley.
I realized as Casey was speaking what I don't like about the cover. And I think they were trying to match the concept of the original music video too much. And what I would have preferred is if they did like a cover that was completely different.
Like their own style.
Yeah, their own style. Yeah. I think I would have appreciated that more, as opposed to them trying to like match the NCT style.
So Ashley, for example, the only reason why you were alerted to the undershirts is because they were wearing white dress shirts with black pants. So it wasn't like they were trying to mimic it, but they didn't get it. Because the point of the Highway to Heaven dance is that there's no undershirt.
Yeah. And I like Gabe's recommendation weekly. Like, I like that they took a silly spin on 17's song.
Because it was their own like take on it. They're putting
their own personality into it.
Yes.
But they can't match the NCT personality. I'm sorry.
I agree with you, Ashley. That was one of the things that I liked about Ooh-Ah in their Relay cover was that you could tell they were having fun. They really enjoyed what they were doing. And they also have a good rapport. So their interaction with each other was really fun and like playful throughout the whole performance. And I appreciate that with covers in general, to have a good rapport with your group and also to be able to like put your own flavor on what you're doing. Because when you try to mimic move for move some of these iconic performances or songs in your cover, if you fall short, then it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And I can name a couple of instances where that's happened, but I'm not gonna start that drama.
Let's not touch. Feelings are gonna get hurt.
So
especially mine.
Let's not. So yeah,
but that's just to say, like, definitely I encourage them to find their own identity in
K-pop. It's just too early to. It's like 2 months into their careers, and
well, what else are they doing? We're all in lockdown still. Make content.
Ooh-Ah Weekly is coming out with something every Monday. So you know what I realized as part of this conversation just now? We all, for our videos, picked covers of, like, established groups.
Well, because that's a strategy that younger groups use to get into the mix, I think. Because it's like, oh, you know the song, so if it works, it works. It gets you to look at their original stuff. That's what happened with Casey and CIX. She saw the cover of Shiny Replay, was okay with it, and then had a son in like the span of 20 minutes. I was okay with it.
It's because I'm so hypercritical of anyone doing any Shiny cover that
if it's okay, then it's
if
doable.
If they do it, yeah. If it's acceptable, then I'm into the group. Then I want to know more. But if it's not okay, then I will shun them from my K-pop radar forever.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, I guess we'll go ahead and close with this. But I, through, you know, and I know that we knew this, but it was just a reminder that it's so hard to break into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's so saturated with new things. It's constantly changing. And these groups have it the hardest. For sure. Like the
If you're from a big company, it's
not
still
guaranteed.
Not always a given. Yeah.
So right.
But it's also up to the company to like do something with you. Cause we know so many companies will freaking shelve groups for no reason.
Yeah.
CLC.
Or like not do anything with them.
I think through this conversation, I respect companies that do something unique with their debuts now. Mm-hmm. Like something that makes them stand out. And even if the standing out may be cringe or confusing,
people still remember.
People still remember it.
Yeah. It's better to be confused than like not on anyone's radar at all, right. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Like imagine if Weekly debuted and they only had two E's in their name. People would just be like, that's dumb.
Or people would just gloss over it. People wouldn't do a double
take.
With
three E's, it's dumb and people are confused.
Well, yeah. Okay, Drippin was an interesting name, and not because of NCT Dream. It was just interesting, I thought. But then
I thought it was never mind, I'm not gonna.
Okay. Never mind. Well, let's not go there. Does anyone have any last closing thoughts on these new groups of in 2021?
I want to quickly shout out the other groups that were on our list
that's
that we
a good
didn't
idea.
Get to. So some notable ones, at least for me, were Stacy. And that's mainly because there was a lot of chatter on their music core stage that they had really strong vocals. And they debuted after the eligibility for the MAMA Awards, so they weren't recognized in the year-end stuff. But yeah, Stacy, another good group. They're also on my playlist. I highly recommend them.
One group that I was contemplating between two was MCND. Because I liked their debut track, Ice Age. Yeah, have you heard it?
No, it's pretty...
Oh, I have.
Yeah, it was a pretty good song, I mean, when it came out, and I still listen to it till this day when it... I don't skip it, at least, if it comes on. But
it's good when you don't skip it.
Yeah, I'm looking up there. When I was trying to decide between 2 or MCND, I looked up MCND's like other tracks, and they were a little bit too rap for me. So I was like, And their new song is not it.
Interesting.
I was listening to them the other day, and they remind me a lot of NCT, kind of, but like more hip hop and rap.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, listeners, let us know what new groups you're going to be listening to in 2021. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Idol Talk Pod. And if you have any feedback, send it to us at idletalkpod@gmail.com. And until next time, we'll talk to you all later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.